Absolutely. We are going to see a made-up Shakespearean scene here between these two players. So what we need is the title of a Shakespearean play that never was actually written.
Hammerhead?
Hammerhead? Sure.
All right. We present for you a Shakespearean scene called Hammerhead.
Quiet, you citizens that do gawk and meek, for it is he, Lord Hammerhead, who doth proceed himself from out his door and speak to thee today. For he is much unto the sun, for he reigns...
Enough!
Light down.
Good evening, servants and serfs. Tonight we're talking about a very important development in the kingdom. Fire! We have finally developed fire and made it available to all of you!
Describe what fire is like.
Fire! It is amazing! It is hot! You will be able to heat your mush as opposed to just eat it cold as you're doing now!
What does fire resemble for you?
Fire resembles the sun! It resembles the sun and the face of my Lady Moon.
What Lord Hammerhead does not know
is that I have given him fire, the secret thereof, that it might be his glory and his downfall.
Do show unto them the fire, Lord Hammerhead, for it is glorious and shines with only a modicum of what you shine with.
Yes, musician, I am well aware of that. However, I have a feeling.
A feeling, my lord? What sort of feeling? A feeling that comes from your loins and bubbles up through you, or a feeling that comes from your brain and doth descend into your humors?
Yes! I have a feeling that someone in this kingdom is trying to double-cross me in some way.
My lord, who could do such an unjust thing as double cross you, for you are likened to the laces of your doublet. They are crossed as far as they might be.
As much as I love your compliments, I would like you, as my servant, to find out who is double crossing me.
No, you already know who it is. You already know it. Tell him.
Who might it be, my lord? For I know not.
Describe how that person is like to you. That person is like before you reveal it.
She is as fair as the moon. She has a body that will not quit. She walks with grace and fills me with pleasure. That's right. I think, lady... Loverly is about to take down the kingdom.
Indeed, my lord, women are fair-faced, and yet their darker side doth hide itself beneath the ground like a loam.
You knew it!
My liege, I come unto you, having recently been trapped within the high tower by that man.
My binding was not strong enough, my magic not firm enough to hold her. She'll undo me now.
You did it.
Yes, it was him. And before he tied me in the high tower, he did ravish me like unto a gazelle.
I did, it's true.
I've never even ravished her.
What shall you do, my lord? You are weak and my magic is strong. You have nothing. The fire you were about to light would have engulfed you before your very subjects, and then they would have been my subjects, and I would own them like little pieces of a board game.
If it wasn't for your secrets. Oh, I know all about she is.
Then reveal on this high parapet here to all what you know about me.
Our talented magician.
What's he doing to his dad?
Is dead.